Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and started my blog, ClassTechTips.com, in 2012 to help educators find new ideas and great tech-friendly resources. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or maybe we've met at a conference or special event. You've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or maybe you're simply joining in for the first time today. Either way, I'm so glad you're here. My goal is to help make EdTech easier for educators through my books, blog, podcast, and membership site, the Easy EdTech Club. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript, everything I say in each episode, links to all of the resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Now, today is a little bit different, and if you've followed along for a while, you can probably hear from the tone in my voice. I've switched up my podcast episode schedule to hopefully bring you a few more timely resources related to our current public health crisis and school closures. I do want to let you know that I am moving forward with opening up the doors to my membership site, the Easy EdTech Club, as planned next week, next Wednesday on March 25th. I'm still creating content for the hundreds of members who are already in the club, and that's not going to change. And there are hundreds of people who are on the wait list right now that have signed up for the wait list over the past couple months since I closed the doors to the club in the end of September last year. So I decided to keep moving forward, opening it up for the spring, even though there are, of course, much bigger things on everyone's plate, you know, today, tomorrow, and in the weeks and months ahead. So if you're on the wait list already, you'll hear from me next week when it opens up with more details. If you want to get a spot on the wait list, you can just go to classtechtips.com/club, or of course, send me a message on Twitter or Instagram and I'll get you on the list. This week's podcast is titled 8 Free Online Tools to Recommend to Families. Now on Sunday, I released a short bonus episode of the podcast where I talked about 2 recommendations for educators tackling online learning for the first time. My big message, and you can listen to the episode if you like, it's still up, it's just about 8 minutes or so, is that you should not overwhelm yourself with starting something from scratch in a moment of crisis. Instead, leverage the systems you already have in place and make recommendations for families. So this episode is building upon the second half of this idea. I will have an episode in a few weeks with some more remote learning resources that you might pull into a content management system or platform you already have in place and that you already use to connect with students. Today, however, I want to give you a list and some background information on a few free online tools you can share with families. They cover a K-12 range and address different content areas too. Here's how to use this episode. Think about what your students can benefit from over the next few weeks. Decide how families can use these resources and what you might say if you send an email or SMS message with a link to one of the resources I suggest, such as, here's a link to read aloud videos. You might want to play one for your kids after you have lunch with them, since they are used to having me read aloud to them when I pick them up for lunch. That's the kind of message you might say if you're framing when you share these resources. Now, something very important that I know listeners already know, but of course I feel compelled to share as a reminder, not all families have the structures in place to use the resources I mentioned in this episode. They might not have internet access or data services. They might have to leave their children with a neighbor or by themselves when they go to work. I am making recommendations that I hope are helpful, but I want to make sure that I emphasize that not all families can prioritize using these resources or have the ability to use them. So when school returns or when you're chatting with students about these at a later date, I just want to put a reminder in there about not wanting students to feel left out or that they missed something important because they weren't able to connect like some of their classmates were during this out of school time. With all that said, let's jump into our list of 8 online tools you can recommend to families. First, I mentioned read aloud videos in that example already. Right now, there are lots of authors and organizations hosting read alouds on Facebook Live, YouTube, and their personal or organization's websites. These are definitely worth checking out and sharing with families, especially if you are putting together a weekly newsletter or sharing updates with them on social media. This content is only going to increase over the next few weeks, I imagine, and it is wonderful seeing so many children's authors participate in these virtual or online opportunities. Although I definitely recommend you keep your eye out for all of these new resources and events, I want to suggest a library of read aloud videos to share with families. I've mentioned it on the blog and podcast before. It's called Storyline Online. There is a website, storylineonline.net, a YouTube channel, just search Storyline Online, and mobile apps. If a family has a smart TV or Apple TV, they can also stream these videos straight from the YouTube app on that device. If you haven't seen these resources before, the videos really bring books to life. They have a member of the Screen Actors Guild, so an actress or actor you might recognize, read aloud a book. The animations come to life on the screen, and there are closed captions too. Now, one thing to point out to families is that there are PDF parent guides under each video clip. When you access them straight from the website, that is. You'll see the video embedded on the webpage and then the link to the guides right below it. This has information families might find useful. One way to share Storyline Online is by choosing a single video link and sharing that with families. Another way is to tell them about this resource and encourage them to explore it or have their child pick out one video each day to listen to. Next up are tutorial videos. Now, some students, especially in middle school and high school, are being asked to independently work through coursework that they would have done with a teacher in a classroom. This could be a great fit for some students, but challenging for many others. Some schools have a set curriculum with tutorial videos included as a reference for students. Of course, students can do a YouTube search or maybe even ask a friend to FaceTime with them like they would during an after-school study group. If families are feeling overwhelmed with supporting their children, you might want to recommend Khan Academy. On an earlier episode of the podcast, episode 42, I share 6 things you might not know about Khan Academy. Now, this is a K-12 friendly tool. It's not just for math classrooms, which is sometimes what we think of first because that's where the origin story of Khan Academy comes from. There is social studies content that explains high school economics content and elementary friendly videos too. You might simply share a link to KhanAcademy.org with families, or you might share links to a couple relevant videos each week, like in a newsletter. Totally up to you whether you curate here or not. You can make a playlist of videos and share that as well. Although there are lots of spots to go for tutorials, and you might have a favorite YouTube channel or resource to share with families that is subject or content area specific, Khan Academy is a really nice one to revisit if you haven't checked it out recently. Now, related but not exactly tutorial videos, number 3 on our list is Khan Academy Kids. It is designed for children ages 2 to 8. It has foundational content for early learners, and you might want to add this to a list of free recommended resources for elementary school-aged children, or if you're hosting, say, a preschool or early learning site in your school. I know my audience is primarily K-12, but you know, there's folks that are outside of that realm or family members who might have other children, and they would be happy to get a resource recommendation from you. Now, Khan Academy Kids is friendly for students on tablets, and families can actually have more than one profile for kids who might share the same device. Now, there are lots of great apps and resources available for this age group, but many of them are subscription-based for families. Khan Academy Kids is high quality, and your families can use it totally for free. If you are looking for something a bit more structured, however, number four on the list is Scholastic's Learn at Home Resources. I'll link to everything I share in today's episode on the show notes from today. All you have to do is go to classtechtips.com/podcast. You'll see today's episode, and that's where everything will be waiting for you. Now, Scholastic's Learn at Home is accessible at scholastic.com/learn at home. It has day-by-day resources for kindergarten through middle school. They have a sixth grade plus section. Just like everything on the list today is totally free and definitely high quality, this is one that you'll want to explore. There are videos and activities, and it's very user-friendly. Again, you might recommend this resource more generally to families as something they can explore, while understanding that holding families accountable for participation might be unreasonable and just kind of unfair too when you think about all the other things that they might have to prioritize, right? Their health and safety concerns that they're currently facing. So we've looked at Storyline Online, Khan Academy, Khan Academy Kids, and Scholastic's Learn at Home resources so far. I mentioned that some great EdTech tools are subscription-based if families use them on their own. So if they come across them and they sign up, they'd have to pay each month or for the year or per kid. There are three more to add to the list of our eight that if a teacher sets them up, then shares the class login with families, families can access them at home for free. This means that a teacher has to set up a class account, then share the information with families so their children can log in at home. These three are Epic, ABC Mouse, and Reading IQ. Epic and Reading IQ have some similar features, and they're going to be more friendly for your elementary and middle school age children. They essentially give students access to a library of books, some of which are read aloud to them, others are popular chapter books. Both have high quality texts, including lots of nonfiction books. One of the big differences is that they have different publishers they partner with, so some titles might be more appealing for one group of kids than another, depending on which platform you choose. I would not recommend setting up two different accounts on each platform. Take a look at Epic and Reading IQ, then make a decision about which one you want to sign up for and which one you want to share with students. These two reading libraries are great for elementary and middle school students, but if you support younger students, check out ABC Mouse, which teachers can also set up for free. In addition to ebooks, there are games and other activities geared towards that younger age group. So we have seven on the list so far, and I want to add one more before we finish up. I've talked a lot about virtual reality resources on the podcast. You might remember that the very first episode of the Easy EdTech podcast featured virtual reality discussion prompts. It's still up if you want to go back and listen to it. There are free resources that can transport children to other places in the world using their web browser or an app. The one I want to recommend is number eight on the list is Google Arts and Culture. This free website and free mobile app lets students search for places and then go to an interactive street view. Then they can walk, and I'm using kind of air quotes here, into the Colosseum, see the Great Wall of China, you name it. This website and the mobile app has more than just interactive walking tours. There are articles your high school students can dive into and augmented reality experiences as well. Just like the others on the list, you might find the link to a specific place and share that with families. Or you can share the homepage link and encourage children and their families to explore different places. Let's recap our list of eight before sharing steps to make EdTech a little bit easier. We've got Storyline Online, Khan Academy, Khan Academy Kids, and Scholastic's Learn at Home resources. Then we have Epic, ABC Mouse and Reading IQ, and finishing off with Google Arts and Culture. So let's make this EdTech easy. Decide why you want to share a resource with families. Then choose how to share the link or recommendation with them. Next, share the resource through a channel you already have set up, whether it's SMS messaging or another type of messaging system. And finally, follow up or give some general ideas on how to use the tool that you've shared. Now, I am working hard as my inbox fills up with new news about tools that have gone free or ones that are changing up a pricing model to make it more accessible. I'm going to continue sharing all of these on social. So if you follow along at Class Tech Tips, you'll see me share things there. If you come across a great online resource to recommend to families, if you tweet it out, make sure to tag me so I know about it and I can tell more people, or you can always send me an email and let me know as well. Quick reminder, I do want to let you know that I am moving forward with opening up the doors to my membership site, the Easy EdTech Club, as planned on March 25th, just next week. I am still creating content for the hundreds of members already in the club, and there are hundreds of people on the wait list, so I decided to still open it up for a spring group, even though, of course, there are much bigger things on everyone's plate right now. If you aren't on the waitlist already, you can learn more and get a spot on the waitlist by going to classtechtips.com/club or find me on social media at Class Tech Tips. You can send me a DM on Twitter or Instagram and I'll make sure to get you all the info. Sending my best to you, your family, your students, and your school community.